into like multiple mini collections for those people that I don't know, or along for the ride, you know? I don't know what else.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like to me like you are all about the art. Like you're just coming at this from the art angle and just clearly stating that.
Through and through.
Yeah, okay. Which is great. Like, you know, I mean, NFTs can be so many different things, but sometimes people like to say they're more than they are. But when you come out and you say this is art, like that in and of itself is a utility.
This week's episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Are you tired of rug pulls?
What the?
Slow rugs.
Hey.
Flaming rugs.
Ow, ow. There's got to be a better way.
Well, now there is. With Into the Wilderverse. Into the Wilderverse is the longest-running DRM-gated series on the blockchain that uses smoked fish NFTs to provide you with unique content, gives you chances to win incredible real-life camping adventures and physical artwork. Smoked fish NFTs will get your crypto wallet shiny clean. They slice vegetables in seconds, and they make perfect jerky every time.
Wow!
But wait, there's more. If you promise to tell a friend about Into the Wilderverse, we'll send you the applicator gloves absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Pick up a smoked fish NFT today. Available at Walgreens, Kmart, Jim Bob's, Chappaquiddick, Git & Go, and OpenTheta. Sorry, no Canadian CODs.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin'. Magnum scrutinizing.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 43 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. We're going to keep the Zilly thing up. I mean, our words don't mean anything to the people out there. I mean, to me they mean something, but I don't think they really mean anything to anyone else. But
no, you know, listen, whatever. I'm proud of that, so we're going to keep that up there. But yeah, thanks for asking. I'm doing great. Little tired, but I got a question. Do you know, is it just the United States that does this whole 1 hour forward and back thing?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Yeah, so we're actually,
it's not all the United States that does it.
Correct. That is correct. I was actually told that that New York State was going to stop doing it, but then they continued.
Yeah, I think it's they keep playing the damn farmers and everything else. I don't get it.
I'm not sure how it impacts farming. It's not like we're actually adding daylight to our time, but that's a different story.
Yeah, and I think now stuff's more digitized, right? But I would think the amount of time that people had to switch their, when people actually had to rely on clocks and switch them in their watches, like there's more work involved in that back in the, you know, when you actually had to do it yourself.
Yeah,
to crank it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And then you'd have to do it again. It's like throw pillows. It's like, why are we using these?
Yeah. Well, I can assure you that I would imagine the person that invented this didn't have kids.
Well, I think one of the arguments, I think, is it's for the kids because if it's too dark at the bus stop or some nonsense, I don't know. But
okay, sure.
I'm not defending it. I don't like it. I'm not a fan.
All right. So the interns have asked us to make a change to how we do things. They say that everybody can add 7 to numbers, so all of our count-ups are still active, and they want us to only bring up ones that we're going to be referring to. So,
I do not negotiate with terrorists. This is not the intern show.
Well,
but for the sake of humoring them, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, you know, the interns have been pretty good to us, other than the one that left for Theta Frontman. That one will not be named, but yeah. So, RPlay staking index, 444 days, token drop, 527 days for the American citizens. I believe there's something new about that.
I got contacted Friday or something from an RPlay person, and he provided me screenshots because he had some stuff to say in the help and technical support this individual responded to Constone and said, do yourself a favor and research all the recent changes to their white paper. The community has abandoned the project because of lack of response to these major changes that occurred after multiple NFT drops. Parenthesis, basically rugging early investors and crashing the entire ecosystem around their NFTs. Parenthesis. Then he goes on to say, all the NFTs purchased prior to the change typically sold for between $50 and $400. Even though all other Theta projects have seen an increase in value since October, replay NFTs can't be given away. I've had my entire collection, worth over $1,500 prior to these changes, posted in the marketplace for less than $100, and there is zero interest. If you have access to Playtator channels, take a second to read through. This project does not deserve any of your time or money. They do not care about their community, and this is nothing more than a cash grab. Then an individual whose Team Replay says, have some patience. This is a fantastic project with a lot of promise in the future. Our individual comes back to say, saw the previous message you deleted, and it was BS. Lots of projects on the platform have seen a rise in value since October. They also launched their own subchains and tokens that were then released as promised to all holders of the project, parenthesis. Replay is the only project that promised staking withdrawals and token pairings that changed their white paper literally days before their subchain launched. They did this because their liquidity pool is a joke and they wouldn't have been able to handle the withdrawals if early adopters decided to sell or convert their tokens. The team screwed over the early supporters. We gave you the watch hours you needed to attract new platform and advertisers. We stress test the system. We recorded issues and reported bugs. Then you pulled the rug and started looking for international ambassadors to repeat the entire process. Only now you have a million of our play tokens locked up and inaccessible by their owners and significantly lower rewards for new users. Way easier to track new investors with those TVL numbers, even if they are fake. So this replay drone goes on to say, I think video payments and video tracking, etc., will play a big part in the future, and I am excited to see how Replay keeps evolving. I wish you the best for sorting our issues. I know a lot of projects on ThetaDrop are not doing so well, so it can be frustrating for sure. Crypto is a bit of a roller coaster at the best of times. Our anti-replay brethren responded with, all the other Theta projects I'm aware and are doing amazingly well, actually. This is the only crypto/NFT project I've had issues with. I've been in the space over 10 years and know it's a volatile place to be. But this is the only project I've ever researched and invested in that made significant changes to their white paper by deciding to revoke withdrawals staken for U.S. investors, pretty much the only people buying the NFTs. And it happened literally days before the subchain went live. But yeah, let's point to the entire market and make excuses rather than hold the project accountable. Team Replay goes on to say, I'm happy to hear you're doing amazingly well. That's fucking sarcastic. And sorry about all the issues you have here. All I know is things are evolving in the digital video space super fast, especially with AI. And as we've seen, OpenAI's Sora for video. Projects like Replay are well positioned to tap into this area, tracking videos, etc., and micropayments in the future. So then my boy here says, I can appreciate your optimism. I'm only sharing the information that I've learned over the past 2 years so new potential investors can see some of the issues the community has experienced along the way. There are multiple projects in the same space as Replay. A couple of them have locked in major industrial partnerships over the last 12 months that didn't resort to these kind of deceptive practices to achieve their goals. DYOR, do your own research, and you will find other services with nearly identical ecosystems that have more relevant content and tokens that are already live on exchanges. I'm glad you are happy here, and feel free to push the project all you want. Just don't get mad when I drop some fact-based FUD in the chat. Then after that, they deleted all of his comments and then they put him in timeout.
That's unbelievable.
Thoughts?
I mean, it's unfortunate. I really want our play to do something good. I remember back when we were so excited about this and you know, building up our coins and watching and reporting the bugs. Like this guy says, like nothing this guy said was wrong. I don't know who this was, but yeah, no.
I'm leaving his name out. It's not like Replay doesn't know, just because, you know, I don't want to have him get in more trouble through Replay through retaliation because he basically spoke the truth, you know, which we get in trouble for all the time.
Well, listen, the name doesn't matter, and it wasn't us because that was way more articulate than we would have been.
Dude, I said that. I told him the same thing. I'm like, man, I wish I said it like that the past however many months we've been, you know, hammering this home. Yeah.
Yeah. It drives me nuts for sure. And then, you know, I brought this up to, I forget who I was talking to, but it's like, you know, our play comes out and it's like, oh, AI, Sora, like, you know, we're the place for that. And it's like, wait a minute, like, you know, now you guys are like doing the AI play. Like, this is getting more red flags by the minute here, just like jumping on the hype train. It's crazy.
This is what I would tell Rob Feldman. He's like, you had all summer to figure out what you do. He's pulling a Chunky here. They need to figure out what they do first before they start changing stuff again. But it's easy to hop on the AI train, right? It seems like everyone's doing it. Let's just pivot to AI and still fuck Americans over. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was noteworthy. I was hoping not to have to talk to them again, but seems like they're taking it out on more people than me and you.
Well, there's absolutely no reason for those comments to be deleted and that guy to be put on mount. That makes no sense.
Yes. You know what? I didn't want to talk about them, but you remember Toonstar, right? They had an AI bot that was running their Twitter, and the AI bot took the actor strike so hard that it never fucking showed up again. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Patrick Farm does.
283 days remembers too. You brought it up. So how about the one of the shortest count ups in history?
Yes. This morning, in fact. Sunday night as of recording right now.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hours.
No, dude, that thing was done in like 25 minutes.
Wow. All right. Yes. Shout out to Jay Sanch. And I'm not even sure.
Should we fill everyone in?
Yeah. So I don't know that he even deserved to be on the count up. I do think that he intentionally did this, but I think that intentionally do it. Well, he spelled their last name wrong too. So I'm thinking he did.
Like Barry?
Yes, correct.
Instead of like the fruit. Yeah. But he owned it immediately. I read it so quick, I didn't even notice. And then I was like, oh crap. He immediately said he was wrong and didn't want to get put on the list. So then I think one of Andrea's interns reached out with her wallet, or maybe Andrea did. I don't know. Yep. And Jay Sanch paid it, and he paid extra T fuel to go on to that because California is more expensive.
Ah, there you go.
I mean, what a guy, man. Yeah. Jay Sanch.
So Jay Sanch came out and made a joke about Amanda Berry, and, you know, obviously her name is Andrea. Don't call me Amanda, as our friend, the professor, knows, who is 660 days in arrears on his drinks. But Jay Sanch did it and got called out immediately on Twitter X, my apologies.
Whatever.
And then immediately sent the T fuel. So shout out Jay Sanch.
Yeah, it's easy as that. And if the professor needs Andrea's T fuel address, I'll be more than happy to give that to him. Every day is an ounce, I think, right? Is that what we're doing now?
Yikes.
But that's the Amanda tax, you know. You're gonna have to pay up, you know, or you're gonna be on the list. And there, I don't want to be on that list.
I don't want to be on that list.
Speaking of Andrea Berry, right? I was checking this out actually right before we went on. 5,940 followers on her Twitter.
Wow.
So that's roughly 60 followers, depending on like what day Elon feels like he wants to add or take away people, right? From your follower count. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm like stuck at the same, like I get new ads and my number doesn't go up.
Yeah. So 60 people, and I'm sure most everyone in the Theta community already follows her, but I would say let's get her to 6,000 and tell your friends, tell your family, just follow her. Let's get her to 6,000, you know?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's the least we could do.
Absolutely. And to round out the count up section, there was actually an update on Twitch Pixel. Not sure if you saw that.
I did. I did. So, you got it up?
Yeah, I do. On March 5th, our friend, and you know, listen, we don't enjoy doing these count ups. Well, at least not all of them. Some of them are enjoyable, but a lot of them on here, it's just like, you know, we just want these guys to be back active and doing what they said they were going to do for the most part. Right. So our boy and girl, Twitch Pixel came on to Discord and they said, "At everyone, yeah, we're still alive and working on this and much more still. Just not a focus on the NFT side. NFT market was hungry for fast earning, not long-term projects at our launch. But this one is still building as seen on twitchpixel.com. Hold them NFTs, might be legacy status one day." So
yeah,
not quite sure what that means, but I still hold mine. It's an easy investment at this point if you want to grab one. No, not financial advice. I don't know what's going on here, but we did have them on and I do like them and, you know, hope that something continues to come out from that.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's move on to a section of the show where we try to not sound stupid.
Again?
Well, no, I mean, most of the time we know we do. So let's just, we'll try it real hard right now to not sound stupid because we got some serious news from Theta recently. They got seems like a lot coming out. Edge Cloud Phase 1, May 1st,
Edge Cloud 2024. Phase 1, May 1st.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, don't ask us fully what that means, but we do know that spring, summer, you know, leaving that door wide open, there will be an Elite Plus booster that goes out for all Edge nodes that are completely full. And by that, you have to have 500,000 T-Fuel staked to an Edge node. And yeah, definitely pricey. But I am happy to report that Pop, Mags, and all the interns that we could find pulled it up. And we were able to just barely fill up one Edge node. So once this thing goes live, we are looking forward to our Elite Plus booster as a Pop and Mags empire.
Not financial advice, but not I will say, once I read that Medium article, the one at the end of February, I got frantic with you and was like, we got to fucking do this. And you said, yeah, let's do it. I actually think you might have planted the seed in my head, Inception style.
There you go. Yeah.
But yeah. But I'm glad we did because, you know, I don't want to miss out. FOMO.
For sure. Yeah. No, FOMO is real. And you can see it big time in the market these days, especially the NFT market. Just people FOMOing for T-Fuel. So it's all good. But now there was just another Medium article came out talking about like AI compute tasks and text to 3D and sketch to 3D generative AI jobs that can be done by these Elite Plus booster nodes. So that's pretty cool. It looks like it's an additional job that's going to be available. So, you know, we got Levita going on already. We got the T-Fuel jobs going on. So this is it's pretty interesting for sure.
Yeah, exciting to see where that goes. Hopefully they keep to 1 May. And I think, is 1 May or is it June when the Pogger coins, the Pog coins are coming?
That is actually May 1st as well. And I did see that Buddy Theta, Pogs made a statement and was like, oh, is it coincidence that it's the same day? And then Buddy Theta was like, yeah, I've been noodling that. And of course, it's like, it would be Buddy Theta that would notice something like that. But yeah, so May 1st is actually the first airdrop for Pogs coin, and it's the one for the Pogger coin, right? So the Sol Pogger coins are going to be dropped first. So 25% of your earnings on May 1st for that. So that's happening the same day. I don't know what the, if it's just a coincidence or if there's something more behind it, to be determined. But before we leave the edge node subject, I do want to bring up this whole V La Vida token. And
a what now?
It's so when you do the La Vida jobs, you earn La Vida token, but you earn it on the subchain. So it's actually V La Vida that you earn. So it's La Vida, okay. It's La Vida on the main chain, on the main Theta chain.
Is that Viva La Vida?
No, that is not Viva La Vida.
Okay, sorry.
La Vida
Loca. It's just V La Vida.
Yeah, V La Vida. Okay. So when you're earning these things as a compute job, you actually earn on the subchain. So that is a V La Vida token. It is only available on the subchain. You cannot see it on the main chain. In order to move it to the main chain, it costs like 15 T fuel or some nonsense.
Yee.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. So yes.
You're going to have to let that accumulate for a while then, right?
You'll let it saying? Accumulate. But now, what I didn't realize, because I've been running an edge node and I just let the La Vida build up and I had a decent chunk of it. So now I was going to send it over and I wanted to add it to my staking La Vida, right? Why not?
Okay, yeah, so yeah, makes sense.
So I send it as V La Vida to my wallet on MetaMask that I'm staking from. And guess what?
What?
You can't see it on MetaMask. It doesn't come through. You have no access to it. You have to actually access it through the Theta web wallet. So it's originally a Theta okay. wallet. So I can
sure.
go into the Theta wallet, but now I need to dig up the keys and the API, like the JSON and remember the password in order to do that. I just never had a reason to, but now I do. Just for future reference, it's this V La Vida thing. Like it's going to be like this for all the subchains, obviously, not just La Vida. Like it's going to be the same thing for Pogs. I'm sure we're going to be earning on the Pog chain. So you're probably earning VPOGs or whatever it's called, right?
I'll take your word for that. Okay.
Just a guess, but that's how La Vida does it. Well, actually, okay. No, because that's through the edge node. I don't know. We'll see. But that's what it is for La Vida.
You know, we attempted not to sound stupid or whatever you said, but we did. So... maybe sure. we'll get some notes from Buddy Theta or someone.
Yeah, and Buddy Theta, you know, he's invited on anytime. He's a executive producer.
He's too good for us, man. I'm telling you, I've reached out to him myself because I was like, I'm not wasting, you know, the intern. You got to go right to him. We can't just use our interns.
Straight to the sauce. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a tough sell.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Maybe Twitter should, encourage Buddy to come on, you know?
Yeah.
Just saying.
You hear that?
Sorry. Okay, what do we got?
Push him. Yeah, let's, there was a drop this week. Pattern Integrity. How'd that go?
Pattern Integrity. It went very well.
I thought so, too. Yeah. So they had a nice tiered drop of, you know, different levels of support for the upcoming process docuseries, right? And I thought that the sale went extremely well for them. So I was very happy to see that. I hope that they were happy as well.
Yeah, it's going to be over before then, right? Or there's 130 remaining of the process pass.
The lowest tier.
The lowest tier of
but everything else sold, right?
Everything else sold. Andrea bought the last producer pass. She tweeted like, guys, hey, there's one more, and then she was like, oh, screw it, and she just bought it. So
she forgot that she didn't pre-fund. I mean, amateur hour, gold VIPs. They had a nice time at the Golden Knights hockey game last night.
little
saw a bunch of posts about that. Your boy Blaze, your boy Bones, my boy Char.
Yep.
So, but yeah, no, that, listen, I'm a, you know, I love hockey. I think it's a very underrated sport for the most part. Fun to watch unless you're like your team's involved or you're betting on it. And then it's never fun because, you know, any given 10 seconds of the game, either team can score. So no lead is ever safe. But that looked like a good time. And I did see that there was some Theta Edge Cloud advertising going on. Haters will say it's Photoshopped, but it looked legit to me.
Alexa, stop. I can't get this thing off Alexa. She goes off at 10:40 every fucking school night or work night.
Yeah.
Every Sunday. Yeah. I'm always yelling at Alexa at this time. So just stop it, Alexa. Come on. Sorry about that. Back to you. Professional. Now let's go back to this professional Pinecast.
So yeah, how about this Cold Wallet movie coming out? You see that?
Well, I didn't see the movie, but I saw all the saw a bunch of advertisement or
did you watch the trailer
stuff on Twitter? Yeah, I watched the trailer. It looked great.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, so we also last night, Saturday night, as it was. There was another AMA in the Symbies Discord, and I wasn't able to make it, and I believe that you missed it for some reason.
I made arrangements to come home so I could, you know, partake in my comfortable settings and, you know, listen, and I totally forgot about it, and then I messaged Theta Zilla Club and I was like, dude, when's the AMA thing? And he's like, it already happened. I was fucking A. So I don't know what I did. I mean, whatever. That's just stupid on my part. But yeah. Anyways.
No. So I was busy this weekend too and couldn't pull myself away, but it was recorded. So anyone that's interested, please feel free to hop into the Symbies Discord, give it a listen. Some of the things, there was one thing that it's just too late for you. They basically went through wallet security and just making sure that everyone's kind of comfortable in the world of taking NFTs off of ThetaDrop, putting them on a MetaMask wallet, and then attaching that MetaMask wallet to the Syndicate marketplace. You know, we want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable, everyone is secure, everyone is doing taking the precautionary steps necessary to keep their assets safe. So Theta Zilla Club went through a big time how to do that. So that's very valuable for anyone in any project that wants to help secure their assets. But during this, they actually created a wallet on the fly, not really on the fly, but they were showing it on the fly, and they showed like the private keys for it, and within that wallet with those private keys there was a Fuse Guardian, and it was a unannounced first come first serve, come and get it kind of a thing. And shout out to Grim Gaming, DGen,
FU Grim,
yeah, pretty much. So congratulations, he got himself a Guardian because he was basically trying to rob somebody, you know, for the most part. So shout out to him. I thought that was a pretty cool way to give something away. So then the other thing that they brought up was, you know, on the Syndicate right now, there are different NFTs that are available for sale. They're swappable for Syndex the future. And they went into some of the other utilities that these things are going to have that include these being armors that are used in the game, as well as AI controllers. And I won't get into it much, but there was a pretty major Dragon Prime update that you're going to have to listen in to catch that one from them directly. So all in all, man, just another more excitement, to be honest with you. And can you name another project that's done as many AMAs? I mean, we're still waiting on an AMA that we were promised 56 days ago.
Oh, Tygons.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can't name any other.
I can't name four other projects that have as many combined as Symbiz does.
I believe it.
Well, dude, that's all I had on my my notes.
I got something.
Else? All right, here
just
we go.
Just a real quick.
Hit me.
No, just a real quick admin note is, so like, we're always like the latest with information because we put this together and put it out and edit whatever. This is not a live show as some people think it is on X. If you're asking us questions after I release it, I can't ask those questions because the interview already happened, unfortunately. But that's all. It's just we're not live.
We're live right now, but
we're not now. Yeah. This is some Spaceball shit. But yes.
Exactly.
That's all.
That was a good PSA. So, all right, man. Well, we did have an interview this week with kind of a randomly ran into fellow from the formerly known as Twitter sphere, who was also a pineapple of a different nature. And you'll hear that interview
after these messages.
Uncle Swampy bought multipliers and he wants our play now.
Call Chris and Dan. 87 our play now. 87 our play now. The tens and tens bought privately and they want our play now. Call Chris and Dan. 87 our play now. 87 our play now.
My dad made me watch lots of movies, so I want our play now.
Call Chris and Dan. 87 our play now. 87 our play now.
Now.
It's your R play. Use it when you need it. This week's episode is brought to you by WWZ Game, the only project out there capable of putting a reverse countdown on Papa Mags because we can't keep up with the progress. Did we say interoperability with ETH? My bad. We meant interoperability with ETH and Solana and Polygon. Some projects talk about it, other projects be about it. Follow along on X at WWZ Game and join the Discord for all the updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his way to this Papa Mag stage for the first time, Panda, welcome.
Good show, man. I see we're recording here already. That's all right. I'm sure we can. What do you guys want to talk about, man? Who am I speaking with? I just know you as my pineapple brothers, to tell you the truth, coming in from basically Theta ecosystem. I'm transformed into a Theta head myself. But what's up with you guys, man?
Yeah, dude, we're doing good. This is I'm Popper, and we got Mags over there bringing the heat on a weekly basis. Yeah, we're just we're two pineapples just batting it around every weekend, every week basically, talking NFTs, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I know you got XRP pineapples going on over there. Definitely
XR pineapples.
XR pineapples.
See, yeah, XR pineapples.
All right.
See what they did there? Yeah.
It
looks
brings,
better.
Mags, it brings me back to when I first asked you, did your mother call you Magnum PI Napple or Magnum Pineapple?
That's a deep cut. That question. Yeah, that was a while ago. Like five people maybe recall that other than me.
Yeah, possibly.
But so, yeah. No, just Magnum Pineapple or Mags, shithead. I answered it all.
So the podcast game, this is how long have you guys been doing this?
We are almost on 2 years. May 24th, 2022, not that I'm counting,
yeah,
is when we premiered. May 23rd, 24th. Ish. Yep. Yeah.
Amazing. What an honor. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I'm just happy to, Theta's at $9 right now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe by the time this comes out, it will, because
yeah,
we were just talking last week what it was, and we got Monday'd by the market popper. It was even higher than we called it out on when we recorded.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Chief just blew a gasket $9. Yeah.
Hey man, we're gonna see it. I know we will. I mean, I love Theta. I'm learning so much about it. And so, is that where you guys call home or what? Like,
Yeah, man. We, you know, pineapple, the Secret Pineapple Society was the first generative NFT project on Theta Drop. Actually, on Theta in general. So that's kind of where we got our start. And for sure, we call Theta home. And I'm definitely curious, like, how did you come in contact with Theta?
Oh, man. So I do everything for the art, to tell you the truth. And so I've built a whole ecosystem and myself in different digital galleries, you know, home on the range on my home chain. You know, I come from XRP initially. When I found out what my artist brothers and sisters were doing in Escriptions, I found out that they were taking cans of spray paint and spray painting trains as they were going by and tagging walls. And I thought, this is amazing. It's like when I found out that, you know, it's like I was in England and I heard what was going on in Paris during the Renaissance. And I was like, yeah. And so I jumped on my own account trying to check things out and looking around, you know, as an artist that grew up or was bred sort of by the street art and graffiti and sketchbooks and running from cops, tagging trains and, you know, sketching during math class. And that was where I came from. And as an artist, I was missing that, you know, like I missed that old school marker guy. I was doing all kinds. It was fun again. And I missed that on my own. And then Escriptions pops up and I went, oh my God, like, I need to go inscribe on the blockchain. And from there, it was just a progression into, like, you know, meeting the people in that community and some of the more active people around. And I found like a little bit of a home there. I was like, oh man, these guys are awesome. You know, like I had a good time. And but let me bring it back actually one second. Like, so I would sit there, I was looking at Escriptions and I'm like, oh man, like, I got too many DMs. I got too many. My feed is getting all screwed up. I got to get another account, and I'm not just going to get another throwaway account. Like I need to use this. And so I stepped back and I was like, this is, what am I going to, what do I want to create there? I was like, if you got one chance to walk up to a, you know, a wall and, you know, what are you going to do? And I developed this idea of these monks, of these inscribed monks, these traveling monks. And I drew up a rendition and come up with a name. And the name Artifacts is Latin for artist. And when I took everything away as an artist should do, you know, our job is to take away the things that we don't need or we didn't, that don't matter. I was left with, what am I? What, am I a pineapple out here? Am I a panda out here? What, I'm an artist. And so that's how Artifacts was born. And I began getting involved in Escriptions and learning, fascinated by the tech and what, you know, Apescriptions was doing and how that pertains to other problems that I'm experiencing on subchains for XRP as well, for the way that he's having to, you know, prescribe and the size was a thing. It was just amazing. And then, you know, thanks to Get Hype and the Wake and Blake show and now Poggin Hype, I've been able to look at Theta in a really different way, and it excites me. And I had Theta from back in the day as a coin and didn't really do so much with it. So out of Escriptions came Theta and these traveling monks. You know, we can get into all that and about the collections or whatever, doesn't matter. But yeah, that's how I found it, man. I found it because I found myself again, and I did it wanting to be with friends in the Renaissance doing amazing things, you know, inscribing certain blocks on Ethereum. And thank goodness my timeline was getting all screwed up. It was a really helpful way for me to separate the business and reinvent what was missing in my artistic radar at the moment. You know, I was doing a lot of other different things, and man, that sure felt good to, you know, it was a progression. I felt back to my younger days. And then all of a sudden it's back to the 90s in even bigger ways. And, you know, Theta is going to do amazing things. And the people there that I've met, like, you know, Dr. Save, for example, and some of the real, I'm a techie, you know, and so I love what's happening and how the blockchain is going to actually work with this entertainment side of things on Theta is interesting to me. And that's how I found it, boys.
That's very cool. Shout out Dr. Save. I know he's been around for a while. He was on Theta TV, formerly known as Sliver TV, and no longer in service as we speak now. But yeah, shout out Pogs, the Wake and Blake show. Those guys are definitely touting Theta out there. It's awesome that Kyler and the Pog chain came to Theta for sure. And there's a lot that they can do with Theta. So I know you talked about artifacts. I'm not really... You said that that was the Traveling Monks collection, correct?
Yes. I needed to like get involved with like, you know, what was going on. I didn't want to pixelate a pineapple, for example. And the monks were sort of born out of like, you know, personal necessity or exploration. You know, the nature of inscriptions and stuff like that is going to, you know, limit the size of the collection and being it pixelated. And I have these dead pineapple keys, and these keys were awarded to the holders of 5 XR pineapples. And so these key holders are getting rewarded in 3D assets. If I make a piece, instead of selling one of 500 editions, I just want to give them to my key holders and let them have the art. You know, I've come from a place where traditionally I would pay 35% just to sit on a wall in a gallery or take the guy's business card, 35%. I am like enthralled with the idea of inscribing my art. And so the key holders, you know, there's a 5,000 pineapples. So there'll only ever be 1,000 key holders at the time being, you know, maybe we have half right now. So a collection between 500 and 1,000, those monks are going to travel the Theta network. And they're also going to travel to the Zahao network as an artist there who's built a foundation in the last 4 years. I've been asked to join the initial Launch Alliance, very prestigious thing in my opinion. I'm proud that they would consider me to join the squad and lift that off the ground. Zahao, for those people who don't know, is basically bringing EVM to XRP. That's exciting in so many different ways with what's going to happen once XLS 35 is implemented and so on and so forth. So these monks are going to travel around to all these subchains, inscribed 555 or 1,000. And those people who hold 4 or 5 or 2 or 3 are going to end up receiving a different sort of monk on, you know, more tailored to, let's say, Theta and the Pog Arcade. And then they're also going to be cosmically transported to the Isles of Zahao, where we are utilizing the EVM sidechain on XRP and bringing smart contracts to the ledger in that manner. So it's really exciting for me to tie all three of them together. And these monks have been an extension of me personally, and they're going to travel around with me while I have my artist Panda name and brand on XRP, and I have my generative for the culture. Learn how to do it yourself without any developer collection being the pineapples. And those people that want to rock with pineapples are going to get given a key. And then they're going to get given the art that, you know, Panda should have on places like Aesthetics.com, Fine Art Gallery, or something similar. It's a little more black and white, for one. That's how I got the name Panda, was I would paint physical portraits in black and white. And when I would transfer the subject, I would, in my head, like a computer, one and zeros, black, black, white, black, black, white, and it would be the shadows. And so I painted minimalistic contemporary portraits for the better part of the earlier part of my career. And that's how Panda was developed. And so to be able to open up other opportunities for people that follow me and are interested in tech and art, it doesn't have to be one-stop shop. It needs to be... You know, cross-chain is the way. You know, we're going to be jumping around from metaverse to metaverse soon. And XRP's got smart contracts and Ethereum's inscribing right on blockchains and ordinals is happening, you know. So these monks are going to travel. And I'm looking forward to like multiple mini collections for those people that, I don't know, are along for the ride. You know, I don't know what else.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like to me, like you are all about the art, like you're just coming at this from the art angle and just clearly stating that
through and through.
Yeah. Okay. Which is great. Like, you know, I mean, NFTs can be so many different things, but sometimes people like to say they're more than they are. But when you come out and you say this is art, like that in and of itself is a utility, but you're not claiming it's something it's not at the same time.
Yeah, I found the blockchain because I was in my studio, dude. I was trying to like make the blockchain. I was like, how do I put this NFC chip into my paint or QR code? I was like, what the heck is going on? I need to prove that this is the original thing. How do I? And all of a sudden I like, someone's like, the wind was like, blockchain. And I looked up one day and some ad on YouTube or something like that. I don't even remember, dude. And I found it because I needed it. It was like the student was ready, the teacher appeared. And all of a sudden there's this giant, vast, deep ocean of blockchain. And I was like, oh, I just want my art to be proven the original. And now I have to, you know, provide utility and become a developer and become a, and so like, yeah, I went trying to get my stuff into galleries. And then it was, how do I get my stuff out of galleries?
So we kind of ran into each other on X, formerly known as Twitter, as pineapples, right? So we got me and Mags representing the Theta pineapples, and you got your XR pineapples. And I'm just kind of looking through your collection here. You got a lot of like Marvel art going on in here. And one of our buddies, me and Mag's good buddy, Chief, he is a massive Darth Vader guy. And I see that you have right now minted are already 13 Darth Vader mask pineapples, but none of them are fail.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
How did you get into pineapples? Is pineapple your favorite fruit? Like where did some of this art for the pineapples come from?
Hard hitting questions. So you, awesome.
Real hard. Real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could be superficial with it and do that. You know, I'm drinking green juice, pineapple juice in it right now. I'm not kidding. But I do love them, and that's not why. You know, it's like, I'll tell you where I fell in love with them, but like the pineapples for me was, it's very tribal, and island, you know, it's very simple like that. And everything that goes along with that, sure. I there's part of me that just, I don't know, the more humid it is, the better I feel. So when I was five, yeah, I was about 5 years old, I got lost in a pineapple field. and on a pineapple farm, really, like my parents went to the washroom or something like that, and I turned around and no one was there, and this beautiful island woman come up to this little boy, and she took his right hand and turned it with palm facing up and made a fist, and then put out my thumb with her hand, and then she took my pinky and put it out. And then she twisted my hand, like gave it a little shake. And that's when I learned hang loose. And after she did that, I felt like, oh, everything's going to be okay or whatever. Like, it's all good. And like 2 seconds later, like mom and dad popped out from behind the pineapple cart or whatever. And I was like, so there's some like little story there, really. But for the most part, like there wasn't one as far as I was concerned.
I'm a big fan of pineapples in real life, but I am not a fan of pineapple on pizza. And I see that you're okay with that.
Yo, that's the other thing too, man. There's a huge, as soon as I thought, I was like, can I do the pineapples? There's a huge community. They get upset. And I remember being young, like, yo, pineapples on pizza. Why is that? Why don't people like, why do they hate it that much? And XRP itself, man, you can really get people going with the pineapple pizza topic.
I got this this pineapple core thing that, like, you ever see the GIF where they're like, they pull the pineapple out of the thing and they got the pineapple, like,
Yeah.
I have that tool, and that tool is amazing, and I love it. It rips the meat right out of there. It's awesome. For sure.
Hey, Megs, let me ask you, are you from New York? Is that, do I hear that or what?
I'm from the rugged upstate area of New York. And like the real upstate, not like Poughkeepsie or
the hard streets.
Whatever. Yeah, you know, a bit north, a bit south of the wall of Canada, but you know.
Yeah, I'm in Canada.
Oh, I was going to say, because I think I picked up on something. I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say
what
it.
What did I say?
You said sorry. I believe you said sorry, or yeah. But that's cool.
That's hilarious. Shit.
You what gave yourself you, away. You but we've had a lot of Canadians on this show, Popper.
We have, sure. Yes. Well represented.
But, Popper, where are you from? Southern, Midwest state? Where are you from?
No, I'm from
Seattle.
Not very far from Mags. I'm in New York too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You don't have that accent though.
Yeah, no. I grew up in the woods of upstate New York. Yeah.
I grew up woods adjacent, I would say. Panda, where are you in Canada?
I'm on the West Coast.
The West Coast, okay. Because we've had some Easters, we've had some Westers, and I believe the Westers weren't really affected like the Easters over the milk in the bag situation. Is that correct?
What's the bag milk? What?
Yeah, so like people in East Canada, it's not called East Canada, but Eastern Canada, I know in like the 90s,
oh, you're actually talking about milk in a bag.
Milk in a bag, yeah. It's like this big bag of milk, and they put it like in this like Tupperware pitcher, and then it like there's gravity, and it just goes out of there. So instead of having milk in a carton, that's what we have in the States, just a big bag of milk in a.
And so, what are you saying that we didn't have it, or you guys didn't have it, or there was a big crisis when we switched to cartons, Canadian?
Oh, I don't know what it is. So what happened was, I used to interact with this streamer on Twitch, Stacey Roy. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. And
no.
She, I think she won this Lego Masters thing recently, like the past year.
Okay.
And so anyways, used to go on her streams and just go, oh, let's check this out. She took offense to the milk comment and was letting, you know, she had to make it known.
What was the comment though?
The comment was like, your milk's in a bag. And they did not like that. We've had, Popper, we've had other, I think we've asked every Canadian about this, haven't we? Or I have?
Yeah, a few
times.
Yeah.
I just remember as a kid, once upon a time, it was in a bag in another little jug, and you cut the bag and then you'd use it. And then one day it just wasn't. And then we had to stare at like the missing kid on the milk cart.
Wait, so you did have it then?
We did have it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then so one day it was just gone.
Got it.
And it was, I didn't like it. I didn't like it as much as the carton.
Yeah, the carton's the goat.
Hey, so let me ask you this. So you, Magnum Pineapples was following Artifacts before he met Pineapples, XR Pineapples.
Is that right?
Isn't that true? I think so. That's why I thought this would be an interesting little surprise.
This is a plot twist. I'm looking it up now, Popper. Let me get some of our best interns on this.
How do you? Here I am. Artifacts. How is it spelled?
ArtiFex_eth.
Okay, cool. Now, can you like just let us know? I have a brief history with XRP. You know, me and Mags got into crypto back in 2017.
We have 19.99999 in our ledgers that we can't get off. I don't know if you know anything about that.
Oh, you can get 9 more of it off now. They changed the reserve.
Yes, the top 10. Awesome. This is breaking news. We're going to lead with this.
There we go.
Yes.
All right. So I got 9 XRP.
Yeah, dude.
All right. So what kind of a wallet do we need to mint these pineapples and how much are they minting for?
They are minting for, you need the Zammen wallet. Used to be known as SUMM, which is XUMM, and now it's known as XAMAN. And unbiasedly, I must say, with the exception of maybe Hashpack and some of the other wallets are coming along, the team that built the Zammen interface and function just continue to impress me. It's an outstanding wallet, and you can interact with a Tangem card with it. And there's Tangem cards that'll, I don't know if you're familiar with a Tangem card, but it's just another layer of security. It takes your private key, puts it on an NFC chip card, and you use two of them. But you need the XAMAN wallet, and that 10XRP will need to sit in the account to keep it valid and activated. And the Pineapples are minting on XRP.cafe for 25 XRP. And then you hold five of them, and I'll give you a dead pineapple key that's going to open up a whole bunch of stuff in the Discord, and it's going to give you 30% off of the website, and you're going to get 30% off of the physicals on another marketplace. These are like unofficial announcements. Look what you guys do to people, eh? But
no pressure. We'll lead with it, though.
Yeah, we're leading with a lot.
Yeah, double lead.
They'll do, and I can't, like, that, you know, you talk about a white paper or something like that. Like, I can't say I'm going to deliver key holders a fine art piece once a month. You know, I would like to, you know, as they come out, like when the VR headset dropped, I delivered 50 pieces to my 50 key holders with the bust of David in the Renaissance attached to a cable, you know, and they got a fine art piece from Panda, right, for being a dead pineapple key holder, basically right when the time the VR headsets come out. So the kicker with the way I'm releasing the editions, so instead of printing, oh, I have one of 500, is like, no, the first collection was the dead pineapple key drop number one. There was only 50 key holders. So when we got 100, when we got 100 key holders, the most rare collection is going to be the first one, but there's 50. And those are only ever going to exist when I'm not going to remake new editions after I've already, you know, done dead pineapple key drop number two. So as we do 2, 3, 4, 5, I would like to do 10 in a year, right? And those are going to be rewarded to my key holders. They've been given 3D assets already as a way for me to be able to play with new things and provide some value to the people who put in the value, right? You know, like, these key holders are important to me, and the key is, it's pretty. It looks good. Like, it's a cool 3D asset, and you get to keep it, and, you know, it's only 1,000, and it'll unlock some stuff, and it'll get you some discounts, and you can chat with everybody in the, you know, and then there's some shirts and there's a Bluetooth speaker and stuff like that waiting to go out. I'm just going to do raffles. And, you know, if you've got a dead pineapple key, we're going to do a raffle once a month, and you guys are going to get stuff like that. So I've been enjoying the process, and I'm not in a rush, but I'm excited, and, you know, it's time to run with the bull. So that's all.
Run with the bull. Hopefully that has multiple meanings here.
Well, yeah, man, you don't want to get caught flat-footed. You better be running already, you know?
That's right. Yeah, you got to be running when the bull starts running, or else you're going to get gored.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node, Theta's premier community guardian node, where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime, so you do not miss any rewards, and zero fees, so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose Delegated Guardian Node, and find Dr. Theta's Guardian Node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansofTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max Podcast.
Man, it's so funny that nostalgia was what that, like, brought me into Artifacts. And then it brought me into Scripture. I've just been following this, like, wholesomeness. And
Pogs and Theta got a cool thing going on. Yeah, man, I'm excited to have some monks join the party or have some art join the, you know, good for, shout out to them, good for them, but bringing back the good feelings, man, and collecting and doing it in a new space, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, full circle. I ran into your account today, I think, because of that, and I didn't realize that it was you were the same person as the XR Pineapples. Cool. All right, got it.
It was nice to like not, you know, be using a verified account to like go meet some cool new people and shit. You know what I mean? I kind of liked that idea, and the fact like I was like I felt like incognito. I was like trying to like gain some knowledge and like learn some stuff new, and not like, you know, showed up dressed for the party or whatever. Just like come in as like, you know, a monk in a hood. I just want to put some art on inscriptions, man.
I mean, obviously the pineapples are not pixel art, right? And but the monks are.
Just by the nature of the tech, right? Like they have to be, unless you do something like Matty LaBouche from Apescriptions and jack up the file size and prescribe something, and you know, then be forced to, you know, kind of pay a larger fee to get that data on chain, right? So the file size of a pixelated piece, I love that too, because not ever would I have ever said, oh, I'm making an NFT collection, I'm pixelated. It's not my go-to. But I had to learn pixel art, and I had to learn inscriptions, and I'm hungry for it. And I'm in love with, you know, you see a pixel punk, oh yeah, it looks cool. I don't, you know, maybe you don't get it. Why do people like these crypto, these pixelated things? Well, if you figured out that, you know, it could only be so many layers because it had to hold so much data, and you needed to, it's pretty interesting. And then just to mess around with a monk's cloak and change one pixel at a time, literally one at a time on edits and stuff like this, or move his eyes, or it really is what artists do with, like, you have minimal tools and they're the same. And it's like, can you make art out of this? Let's see, you have 13 by 13 pixels, or 37 by 37 are the monks, right? Like I come from, pineapples are 6,000 pixels by 5,000 pixels at 750 DPI. The monks are 37 individual pixels. Well, some of my portraits are 1,000 dots per inch. There's 37 pixels in the eyelash. You know, these traveling monks, I'm really stoked for this year because of the pineapples. Those pineapples are going to be, you know, maybe the monks eat the pineapples and survive off of them, right? Like, this is the whole lore, the story of what type of clothes they wear as a Tibetan monk or a Taoist monk or a Buddhist priest, right? Different artifacts and different time periods and portals and panda pineapples and artifacts.
Yeah, you're kind of caught in a little close for me here, because I actually had a Shaolin monk. Pineapple.
Shaolin, yeah.
Yeah, Shaolin.
No way.
Yeah, sick. Well, I did.
You let it. You fire sailed it.
I wouldn't call it a fire sale, but it went like hotcakes, way cheap. Quicker than I was imagining, and it's gone, and it's to a forever home that I doubt we'll see again. But yeah. So I had the best.
Think about the martial arts and the fighting styles that come from, you know, Taekwondo and martial arts from Hawaii. But like the Shaolin monk, the fighting styles, like that's how the Shaolin Kung Fu was born, was these, all the monks from across the land came to one temple and they combined all of the monk fighting style. And that became known as the Shaolin Kung Fu.
Take your word for that one. Not up on all the Shaolin stuff.
Yeah, man. Like the monks for me aren't even necessary like that. Imagine like just, you know, throwing your hoodie up and meeting your friends at the coffee shop down behind the secret doorway where you would tag each other's sketchbooks and stuff before you would go, you know, bomb a wall in New York City. Like,
that was monkish enough for me. So there'll be hoodless monks, you know, with wild blue dreadlocks and stuff like that. It's not necessarily like, you know, spiritual or ancient, but there will be, you know, both, a good balance, right?
I mean, this went by so fast for me, honestly. It was great having you on. One thing that kind of strikes me that you said is like looking to get involved in the different blockchains and like kind of following your way around to different blockchains. I find that seems to be unusual just based on from what I've seen. It's like, you know, a lot of the people in Theta, they're just in Theta. A lot of the people in Ethereum, they're just in Ethereum. It's almost like a tribal kind of a thing where it seems rare. And even within Theta or Ethereum, it's like now you got tribes within tribes. It seems like, you know, this kind of going around to different blockchains is a bit unusual. You know, me and Mags have done it a bit. I haven't dipped my toe in XRP other than my 20 that yet. Are now going to be 10. Yeah. That did strike me as unique, and I certainly appreciate your perspective of finding Theta and then looking into it and seeing what it's about. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't be an artist in the Renaissance if I faded myself to avoid a fudster on my project saying, you're not allowed to not be on just XRP or whatever. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm an artist. I'm in Sotheby's. I'm in this place. I'm at this auction. What are you talking about? Right. But like, so that was the other thing too, is like, I was concerned initially how to like separate my time. I couldn't be using I was, they're going to be like, oh, why, you know, he's leaving or, you know, no. I've set up shop. At the end of the year, you know, I would also like to be on VeChain. I would also like to be on Hedera. The hash graph and the way the hash graph works is amazing, man. And, you know, I mean, you invest in these softwares. Why don't you want to, you know, utilize it and build it or see who's that? You know, it's another great one is Stellar and XDC. That's going to be huge. You guys are inscribing blocks here. Boom. Let's go there. You're now bringing back nostalgia IP brands to a blockchain that's been slowly sleepered and about to make like absolute monstrous waves in the industry. Yeah, let's put some art on the Arcade and the Theta chain or Pog chain. You know, like,
let's go.
It's always going to be about that for me, fellas. So I wouldn't, you know, why do you think artists tagged trains specifically? That's so their art could get from one side of Canada to the other side of the Canada and be seen. You know, you can't be everywhere all the time and have anything, but you should explore, man. We should all, you know, we should get to know, especially this market was a great time to do it, as opposed to like the middle of a bull run or something, you know. So I'm having a great time. I met a lot of great people, and I just want to continue to do that. And you guys have been awesome. I mean, I hope we can chat it up and keep a conversation going in the future and just be buds and get you set up on a some wallet and have you explore other things that other people, great people are building, man.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll definitely keep in touch and I'm sure we'll see you on some spaces. But yeah, this was cool. I enjoyed it.
And I'm hoping we'll see you on some pogs at some point too.
Oh man, you know what? I'm grateful for your platform and being able to just like, to, you know, I'm no big CEO or nothing like that yet, right? Like, but at the same time, I'm an artist that will continue to create beautiful, amazing things.
Hey, that's awesome! And listen, we appreciate you reaching out to our interns. I'm glad they got in touch with you, and we're able to set this up. So that was cool.
So when I was messaging you guys just half an hour ago, you probably didn't get those accounts I messaged or what?
I think we got them.
Gotcha.
That was the Papa Mags account.
Yeah, is that the interns then, or you guys?
We go back and forth. We probably don't check it too close to the show, but yeah. So the interns should be notifying us when stuff comes in.
Well, hey, I'm grateful for your time, fellas. I mean, I hope I can be more myself more often around some Pineapple Brothers, and I'll be tuning into your next guests. Thank you so much.
All right, cool.
Okay, well.
Yeah, our goodbyes are always awkward.
Yeah. They really are.
We're not a well-oiled machine, as you can see, but
we've been doing it for a long time, and we're just kind of...
You think we would have gotten better by now?
Stay juicy, fellas, man. Just keep it going. You guys have a good thing here, and I enjoyed listening to the previous episode. I enjoyed it a lot.
So, awesome. All right, man. Well, have a great night, and you know what? We'll definitely be seeing you around. And now that I know who I'm looking for here. We'll certainly be seeing you Pog Spaces, hanging around Theta, and I'm sure you'll be seeing us in the XRP space here shortly.
Shout out to you and the show and all the best for the rest of the year. I'll be tuning in and hopefully we can even do this again.
Yeah, let's go. All right, man. Awesome.
Pog in, pog out, baby. Panda Pineapples and Artifacts. Thank you, Magnum Pineapples. Thank you, Pops.
All right, have a great night, and we'll see you soon.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.